Q1, what is AWS Lambda? AWS Lambda is a serverless computing service that allows you to run code without provisioning or managing servers. You only pay for the compute time you consume, and the code executes in response to events, such as HTTP requests, file uploads, or database changes. Q2, how do you deploy a Java application to AWS Lambda? You can deploy a Java application to AWS Lambda by packaging the application into a JAR file, including dependencies, and uploading it to Lambda. The Lambda function handler method is then specified in the AWS Lambda management console or the deployment configuration. AWS Lambda create function name mylambda function, runtime Java 11 role rn AWS, IAM account ID, role/execution role, handler com, dot example, handler, zip file philib, /, function dot zip Q3, what is a Lambda handler in Java? A Lambda handler in Java is a method that AWS Lambda invokes when the function is executed. The handler receives input as an event and returns a result. It must implement the request handler interface or have a method signature matching the expected pattern. Q4, what are some use cases for AWS Lambda with Java? AWS Lambda with Java can be used for various use cases such as building RESTful APIs with Amazon API Gateway, processing events from Amazon S3, DynamoDB, or SNS, running background tasks or cron jobs using Amazon Event Bridge, integrating with other AWS services like Step Functions, SQS, and Kinesis. Q5, how can you handle input and output in an AWS Lambda function in Java? In AWS Lambda, input and output are typically handled using event and context objects. The input can be passed as an event parameter to the handler method, and the output is returned by the method. For example, you can pass data from S3 events, API gateway, or SNS notifications as the event parameter. Q6, what is the maximum timeout for an AWS Lambda function? The maximum timeout for an AWS Lambda function is 15 minutes. This means the function must complete its execution within this time frame, or AWS Lambda will automatically terminate the function. Q7, how can you optimize cold starts in AWS Lambda when using Java? To optimize cold starts in AWS Lambda for Java, use a lighter framework, e.g., AWS Lambda Java Runtime. Keep the Lambda function code and dependencies minimal. Use provisioned concurrency to pre-warm Lambda instances. Reduce the number of classes and dependencies to speed up the initialization process. Q8, what is AWS Lambda's pricing model? AWS Lambda pricing is based on the number of requests and the execution duration. You are charged for the number of requests, per 1 million requests, and the execution duration, in milliseconds, based on the allocated memory. There's a free tier offering 1 million requests and 400,000 GB/s of compute time per month. Q9, can AWS Lambda functions interact with Amazon RDS using Java? Yes, AWS Lambda functions can interact with Amazon RDS by connecting to the database using JDBC. You can use the java.sql package and the appropriate JDBC driver to query or update your RDS database from within a Lambda function. Q10, how do you monitor AWS Lambda functions? You can monitor AWS Lambda functions using Amazon CloudWatch. CloudWatch automatically logs metrics such as invocation count, duration, error count, and throttles. You can also use CloudWatch logs to capture detailed logs from your Lambda function for debugging and performance tracking. Q1, how can you handle exceptions in AWS Lambda functions written in Java? In AWS Lambda, exceptions can be handled by using standard Java try-catch blocks. You can also use custom exception classes to provide more meaningful error messages. If an unhandled exception occurs, Lambda automatically logs the error in CloudWatch logs. Q2, can you use AWS Lambda with Java to process messages from an SQS queue? Yes, AWS Lambda can process messages from an SQS queue by configuring the Lambda function as an event source for SQS. The Lambda function will be triggered each time a new message is placed in the queue, and the event data will be passed to the Lambda handler function. Q3, what are the supported Java versions for AWS Lambda? AWS Lambda currently supports Java 8 and Java 11 runtime environments. Java 8 is the default, but you can choose Java 11 when creating a new Lambda function. Q4, how can you return a JSON response from a Lambda function in Java? You can return a JSON response by using a map, a custom POJO, or the API Gateway Proxy Response Event class when working with API Gateway. Here's an example using a map to return JSON. Q5, how do you create an event source mapping for Lambda? You can create an event source mapping for Lambda by associating an AWS service, like SQS, DynamoDB, or Kinesis, with your Lambda function. This can be done through the AWS Management Console, AWS CLI, or SDKs. Here's an example using the AWS CLI for SQS, AWS Lambda Create Event Source Mapping, Function Name, My Lambda Function, Event Source ARN, ARN, AWS, SQS, Region, Account ID, MyQ, Batch Size 10 Enabled Q6. How do you handle timeouts in AWS Lambda with Java? AWS Lambda allows you to configure the timeout for a function up to a maximum of 15 minutes. To handle timeouts in your Java code, you can use the context object to monitor the remaining time and gracefully stop execution when close to the timeout threshold. Lambda will also automatically handle function timeouts if the execution exceeds the configured limit. Q7, can you use Amazon DynamoDB with AWS Lambda in Java? Yes, AWS Lambda can interact with Amazon DynamoDB. You can use the AWS SDK for Java to perform operations such as querying, inserting, updating, or deleting items from DynamoDB tables within your Lambda function. Q8, how can you increase the performance of AWS Lambda functions written in Java? To improve the performance of AWS Lambda functions written in Java, use the latest Java runtime, Java 11, for better performance. Optimize the function code to reduce the initialization time, cold start. Use smaller JAR files with only the necessary dependencies. Use provisioned concurrency to reduce cold start times. Consider using the Lambda at Edge feature for edge computing, which reduces latency by running code closer to the user. Q9, how do you enable Lambda function logging? Lambda automatically integrates with Amazon CloudWatch logs. To enable logging, ensure that your Lambda function's execution role has the necessary permissions, e.g., logs, create log group, logs, create log stream, logs, put log events. Then, within your code, use system.out.println or the SLF4J logging framework to output log messages. Q10, what are the best practices for error handling in AWS Lambda functions? Best practices for error handling in AWS Lambda include, use try-catch blocks to handle expected exceptions. Log errors to Amazon CloudWatch for debugging. Return custom error messages or status codes to indicate the type of error. Use dead letter queues, DLQ, to capture failed events for further investigation. Implement retries for transient errors, particularly for event-driven functions. Q1, what is a cold start in AWS Lambda, and how can it affect Java functions? A cold start occurs when AWS Lambda needs to initialize a new execution environment for a function that hasn't been invoked for a while. For Java functions, cold starts can be slower due to the initialization of the Java Virtual Machine, JVM, and loading of dependencies. To mitigate cold starts, you can use provisioned concurrency, reduce the size of your deployment package, or optimize your function code. Q2, how do you configure Lambda to handle multiple event types, such as SNS and S3, in a single Java function? You can configure a Lambda function to handle multiple event types by using a common handler method that processes different event types conditionally based on the event source. For example, you can check the event source type, e.g., SNS or S3, in the Lambda function and then handle the event accordingly. Q3, how can you manage Lambda environment variables in Java? You can manage environment variables in AWS Lambda through the AWS Management Console, AWS CLI, or the Lambda SDK. In Java, you can access environment variables using the system.getenv method, string myenvvar equals system.getenv, my_env_var. Q4, how do you configure Lambda for synchronous invocation in Java? For synchronous invocation, Lambda executes your function and waits for a response. You can invoke Lambda synchronously using the AWS SDK for Java. For example, when using invoke, you specify the invocation type as request response. Q5, how do you set up logging in Lambda functions using SLF4J in Java? You can use SLF4J for logging in Lambda functions by including the SLF4J API and an implementation, such as logback, in your function's dependencies. AWS Lambda will automatically log the output to CloudWatch logs. Q6, what is the maximum execution timeout for AWS Lambda, and how does it apply in Java? The maximum execution timeout for AWS Lambda is 15 minutes, 900 seconds. This means your Java Lambda function must complete execution within this time frame. If the function takes longer, AWS Lambda will terminate it, and the execution will be marked as failed. Q7, how do you configure Lambda for asynchronous invocation in Java? For asynchronous invocation, Lambda queues the event for processing and returns immediately, without waiting for the function to complete. To configure this, you can use the invoke method with the invocation type set to event. The event will be processed in the background. Q8, how do you handle large payloads in AWS Lambda when using Java? AWS Lambda has a payload size limit of 6 MB for synchronous invocations and 256 KB for asynchronous invocations. For larger payloads, consider using Amazon S3 to store the payload and passing the S3 object reference in the event. You can then retrieve the payload from S3 within your Lambda function. Q9, how do you manage concurrency and scale Lambda functions in Java? You can manage concurrency and scale Lambda functions by configuring the function's concurrency settings. AWS Lambda can automatically scale up based on incoming traffic. To set reserved concurrency for your function, specify the desired limit in the Lambda console or through the AWS CLI. You can also use provisioned concurrency for pre-warmed instances of your function to reduce cold starts. Q10, how can you implement security and IAM roles in AWS Lambda for Java? AWS Lambda functions run with an execution role, an IAM role, that grants permissions to other AWS resources. You can create an IAM role in the AWS Management Console and assign it to your Lambda function. The role should have the necessary permissions, e.g., access to DynamoDB, S3, etc., for the function to operate securely. Q1, how can you handle retries in AWS Lambda for Java functions? AWS Lambda automatically retries failed asynchronous invocations. You can configure retries for asynchronous invocations by using the AWS Lambda retry behavior. For synchronous invocations, the function will be retried by the caller or service invoking the Lambda. You can also manage retries manually within the Lambda code. Q2, what are some best practices for optimizing AWS Lambda performance when using Java? Some best practices for optimizing AWS Lambda performance with Java include, Q3, how do you return custom status codes in AWS Lambda when handling HTTP requests? You can return custom status codes in AWS Lambda when using API Gateway by returning an HTTP response in the Lambda function's response object. For example, when working with API Gateway and AWS Lambda, Q4, how can you implement AWS Lambda versioning in Java? AWS Lambda allows versioning of functions. You can create a new version of your function by publishing it after an update. The version is immutable, ensuring consistency. You can manage versions via the AWS console or SDK. The version number can be accessed through the Lambda API using the get function method. Q5, how do you handle large log data in AWS Lambda using Java? AWS Lambda functions automatically log output to CloudWatch logs. For large logs, consider batching logs into smaller chunks to avoid data truncation. Using structured logging formats like JSON for easier parsing. Filtering logs in CloudWatch based on log groups and streams. Q6, how do you manage AWS Lambda resource permissions in Java? AWS Lambda functions use IAM roles to access other AWS resources. You can define IAM policies for your Lambda execution role, granting it specific permissions, e.g., access to S3, DynamoDB. You can specify these permissions when configuring your Lambda function, and they are enforced during execution. Q7, how can you integrate AWS Lambda with other AWS services, like SQS or SNS in Java? You can integrate AWS Lambda with services like SQS and SNS by setting them as event sources. For example, when a message is published to an SNS topic or a message is added to an SQS queue, Lambda can be triggered automatically. You can configure these integrations through the AWS console or SDKs. Q8, what is the Lambda dead letter queue, DLQ, and how do you configure it in Java? A dead letter queue, DLQ, is used to store events that couldn't be processed successfully by Lambda. You can configure a DLQ for Lambda through the AWS console or SDK, and the events are sent to an SQS queue for further investigation. You can configure this in your Lambda's error handling settings. Q9, how do you implement exception handling in AWS Lambda with Java? You can implement exception handling in Lambda using standard Java exception mechanisms, try-catch blocks. AWS Lambda will handle the exceptions and send failure notifications if configured with DLQs. Additionally, you can implement custom error handling within the Lambda function itself. Q10, how do you monitor AWS Lambda function performance in Java? AWS Lambda integrates with Amazon CloudWatch for monitoring. You can view Lambda's performance metrics such as invocation count, duration, and error rate in the CloudWatch console. You can also set up custom CloudWatch alarms to get notifications based on Lambda performance metrics. Q1, how can you use environment variables in AWS Lambda functions written in Java? Environment variables can be defined in the Lambda function configuration and accessed using the system.getenv method in your Java code. These variables allow you to store sensitive information like API keys and other configuration data securely. Q2, what are the main advantages of using AWS Lambda over traditional server-based computing? AWS Lambda provides several advantages over traditional server-based computing. Q3, how do you integrate AWS Lambda with Amazon S3 using Java? You can configure Lambda to trigger automatically when an S3 object is created or modified by setting an S3 event source. In Java, you can use the AWS SDK to process the event. Q4, what is the maximum timeout allowed for a Lambda function in AWS? The maximum execution timeout for an AWS Lambda function is 15 minutes, 900 seconds. You can configure the timeout in the Lambda function's configuration. Q5, how do you handle large payloads in AWS Lambda using Java? AWS Lambda has a payload size limit of 6 MB for synchronous invocation and 256 KB for asynchronous invocation. To handle larger payloads, consider using Amazon S3 to store the payload and passing the S3 reference in the Lambda event. Streaming large files directly to S3. Q6. What is the role of the Lambda execution role in Java Lambda functions? The Lambda execution role grants the Lambda function permissions to interact with other AWS resources. It is specified when creating or configuring the function and can be assigned policies to control access to resources like DynamoDB, S3, or SNS. Q7. How do you implement a retry strategy for AWS Lambda functions in Java? For asynchronous invocations, AWS Lambda automatically retries failed executions twice. For synchronous invocations, retries are managed by the caller. You can also configure custom retries within your Java Lambda code by using try-catch blocks or implementing a custom retry mechanism using external libraries like Guava or Resilience4j. Q8. Can you invoke AWS Lambda functions from other Lambda functions in Java? Yes, you can invoke one Lambda function from another by using the AWS SDK for Java. The Lambda client is used to invoke another Lambda function synchronously or asynchronously. Q9. How can you track AWS Lambda costs when using Java? You can track Lambda costs using AWS Cost Explorer or AWS CloudWatch metrics. Lambda usage is charged based on the number of invocations and the duration of each invocation. You can also use custom CloudWatch metrics to track specific actions or invocations. Q10. How do you set up AWS Lambda concurrency limits in Java? Lambda concurrency limits can be set on a per-function basis or account-wide. You can configure these limits in the Lambda function's configuration, and AWS provides a default account-wide limit. To avoid throttling, you can set a reserved concurrency value for your Lambda function. Q1. How can you handle exceptions in AWS Lambda functions using Java? Exceptions can be handled by using try-catch blocks in your Lambda function. You can catch specific exceptions or generic ones, log the error to CloudWatch, and optionally send notifications using SNS or other services. Q2. How do you test AWS Lambda functions locally using Java? You can test Lambda functions locally using the AWS SAM CLI, serverless application model, or by simulating the Lambda execution environment with tools like LocalStack. You can also use unit testing frameworks like JUnit in combination with Mox. Q3. How does AWS Lambda handle cold starts for Java functions? Cold starts occur when a Lambda function is invoked for the first time or after a period of inactivity. During this time, AWS Lambda needs to provision and initialize the environment, which can result in higher latency. For Java functions, this may include class loading and JVM initialization, which can take longer than in languages like Node.js. Q4. What is the purpose of AWS Lambda layers, and how can you use them in Java? AWS Lambda layers allow you to package libraries, dependencies, and other function configurations that can be shared across multiple Lambda functions. In Java, you can create a layer containing your dependencies and use it in your function by referencing the layer ARN in the Lambda function's configuration. Q5. How do you handle large input-output data with AWS Lambda in Java? Lambda has a payload size limit of 6 MB for synchronous invocations and 256 KB for asynchronous invocations. To handle larger data, you can store the data in Amazon S3 and pass the S3 object reference, bucket name and key, as input to the Lambda function. Q6. How do you manage versioning for AWS Lambda functions in Java? AWS Lambda supports function versioning. You can publish a version of a function to lock the code and configuration, and then create aliases for routing traffic to specific versions. For Java, you can use the AWS SDK to update and manage versions programmatically. Q7. How can you monitor and log AWS Lambda function invocations in Java? You can use Amazon CloudWatch to monitor Lambda function invocations and logs. By default, AWS Lambda automatically logs all invocations to CloudWatch logs. You can also use the context.getLogger method to log custom messages within your function.